You had a real bumper crop this year.
Sounds like it, yeah.
He grows tomatoes, hot, oh yeah, and peppers, green peppers.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and peppers will grow very easily too. But I remember that pepper was so hot that it would parch your mouth.
Ooh.
I've had pepper so hot that it swelled my lips. Yeah.
You're getting me all inspired. I'm going to have a garden again this year.
It's really happening. I had a pepper plant in here.
Uh-huh.
And, oh, last year when I got sick and I was off, they didn't water my plant.
Uh-huh.
But I still have some of the dried peppers at home. And, you know, like you can dry out, a pepper plant, they reproduce 5-6 times a year.
Uh-huh.
You can pull the peppers off of it, keep it in a, you know, like peppers have to be. You take care of them. Just keep them in a lighted area. Take the sunlight.
Okay. Hey, we're almost out of tape there.
Yeah.
Okay. Where
are we?
Is that a garden?
No,
no. Oh, it's
a
pepper plant.
Yeah, it's
a
pepper plant.
Do you have a whole garden yourself?
Never had time.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of time. But tomato plants are easy to grow.
Yeah.
Okra plants are easy to grow. You like okra?
Yeah, I had okra one time, and it seems like that year I left town for a while and I ignored the garden. Everything was overdyed. Everything died, but okra was in
there. Yeah, that's the reason why I think my brother's plant, once it starts growing, it'll just grow. It's a very durable plant. It's hard to kill.
And I had some little okra pods that I just left on there.
Yeah.
Because about this time of year in the winter, they were just harder to rock.
Yeah, but the seed then is good.
Yeah.
You get a lot of high-grade individuals.
Yeah.
Oh, I know what I'm thinking. What does your brother do to the soil? Does he have his old black, heavy stuff?
Yeah.
It's horrible.
Well, but you know, that black soil is very rich.
Well, it's rich, but you can't get a shovel through.
Well, big as he is, he's probably going to stomp the ground. But usually what he does, though, is he gets, he told me what he did this year. That's the reason why. Now, he got some fertilizer, and he spread the fertilizer all over the area there where he was going to plant his garden.
Uh-huh.
And then he watered the stuff down and raked it up with a rake,
uh-huh.
You know, and like the ground was moist and the fertilizer all mixed in.
Nice.
And then he put some rows down, and he said, it had phenomenal growth out of his tomatoes. I know I told you about that okra plant.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they just grew everywhere.
Huh. That's great.
You know, and but he used fertilizer.
Yeah. I used a commercial fertilizer once last year. And I started out early in spring, put down a bunch of cow manure, like before I planted the seed, put that down, you know, like a month or two before. And then I got two dogs, and I'll throw that stuff over there and there. I figure it won't hurt. But one time we tried to run a rototiller through it, the rototiller just kind of walked along the top of the ground and
it
wouldn't go in.
Yeah, I remember one year there was a drought, a long drought. Uh-huh. And the ground around here just cracked. You know, that was a real trip back then. I remember that very well because water was rationed.
Oh, yeah.
And the ground around the house just cracked and great big holes came in.
Yeah, yeah. How long does it have to be before you call it a drought?
I would imagine when you don't have any precipitation.
For
3 months, like that.
Okay. If it was a shorter time than that, what would you call it?
Well, that would be a short drought.
Okay.
But during this time, I don't think we'd have an inch of rain